I mean, obviously not going to win a lot of games allowing that kind of percentage. What most displeases you defensively?
Every aspect. You know, we got to decide what we're going to be.
Can you elaborate on that?
Well, if we're going to come in and just try to outscore people, we're not going anywhere. You know, I know that doesn't work. So we're going to have to bring a lot more intensity. And the only way you bring more intensity is you got to work a lot harder. It's really that simple.
Obviously, Vukovic is a tough matchup for anybody, but is there anything you feel like you could have done differently?
Well, a lot, you know. Every aspect, from ball pressure to fronting to being tied together to helping appropriately to giving multiple effort to doing all the things that you have to do to be a good defensive team.
I mean, you feel like you guys know the defensive schemes now? It's just a matter of effort?
Yeah, it requires you can't talk about it. You have to do it. You actually have to put the work into it. So that's what we have to get back to.
Does the process start with practice? Do you like what you've seen?
That's the one thing I know is if you practice well, you will play well. And that's usually how you get your edge back.
So is this a reflection of how your team's practiced recently?
Well, every aspect. It's, you know, hey, look, we're not sharp right now. We're not. Win one, lose one. Yeah, you can't go anywhere like that.
How long will it take for you guys to get the edge back?
We're going to find out.
Does it need to come from the players a lot of it, or do you think they can take your cue, or do you want them to be?
Well, it is. It's got to be all of us. We got to decide what we want to be. You know, there's no shortcuts in this. This league, it's a tough league. If you want to do something special, there's a serious price to pay, and there's no getting around the work. It's really that simple.
You guys won some high-scoring games. Do you think that they may have fallen into their bad habits during the wins, thinking that they could outscore people?
Well, the thing is, we can't go on feelings. You know, like, to me, it's like, we got to put the work into it. We got to defend, we got to rebound, we got to take care of the ball, we have to play inside out, we have to share it, we have to be a complete team, we have to practice well, we have to work, we have to concentrate, we have to prepare, we have to do all those things. It doesn't take much to throw you off in this league. And if you don't play with an edge, you're in trouble. You're in trouble.
How do you prepare? What do you have to do to go to the drawing
board? I'm gonna go and I'm gonna study the film. I'm gonna try to find all the answers. I gotta do better. My job is to have them ready. So that part's on me. So that's what I have to do.
You guys have been such a good defensive team for so long. Are we too far on the season to say it's new players and all that stuff, or different
kind? Yeah, I mean, the thing is you can make an excuse every night in this league if that's what you choose to do. Whether it's new players, the schedule, the start, whatever, who's out, who's in, there's an excuse every night. You can't do that. We have to make good. That's what we have to do. We have to make good. Either you're in or you're out. That's, you know. Either you're in the circle or you're out of the circle. You want to be in? Let's go. You don't want to be in? That's fine, too. Let's go.
Your team has had some good moments against some of the best teams in the league and stumbled against some of the so-called lesser teams in the league. But do you see a team right now that's playing up and down to the level of competition?
I don't look at it that way because I know how dangerous this league is. And I know how good every team is. Every team in this league is capable of beating you. And if you let down just a little bit, you're gonna get beat. It's that simple. You know, you can't get into the NBA without being a great player. There's not that much difference between the first team in the league and the 30th team. And oftentimes, if there's an injury to one team, it's pretty much equal. Then it comes down to really who wants it the most. You know, who's the hungrier team?
Given that Taj and Joe were such a strong defensive combination for you in the fourth quarters of games last season, I know they play some of the fourth quarters. Is that a look you may have to consider?
Well, I'm concerned about everything. I'm concerned about the start, the middle, the end. Concerned about it all. It's not falling on any one guy. It's falling on all of us. We all got to do better.
What were you looking for with the Kirk replacing Tony in the second half?
Just some different energy, just to change it up.
Can a team improve if they're having trouble while winning, without having some kind of slump, some kind of?
Yeah, a team can always improve. There is a, like sometimes when you win, you can overlook things, and that's what you can't do. If you're winning and you're not doing something correctly, hopefully you can correct it without it costing you a game. Usually when you lose a game, your attention changes, and then you lock into the things that you have to do better. And for us, we can't be up and down. We got to be consistent, and we're capable of playing a lot better than we're playing right now.
Do